Well, Mervyn, you've got a little bit of time to reflect on it now. Is it disappointment or relief?
I suppose a wee bit of both, you know. It was one of those games that was kind of a very tactical game as such, you know, and again, both defences were on top. It kind of reminded you a wee bit of the Unions game in Marygallen, you know. But look, on our side of things, we didn't take the chances when they came our way. I thought, the first 10 minutes of the first half, there was a lot of, chances that we didn't convert.
Goal chance or two in there as well?
I thought there might have been two goal chances in there as well, yeah. But look, at the same time, Glennies are a well set up team, and I said it leading up to this final that they're around a long time, and that experience, carries you through on the big day. And you could see it out there today. They had a serious amount of homework done in Gidor.
Yeah. What was the feeling at half time? You're a point down.
Yeah, we were, and I suppose a point down's not the worst place to be honest with you. We didn't feel that we had been playing that well. A lot of stuff not happening. But is that down to Glennies or is that just ourselves not playing well? It's hard to put your finger on it, But we had a good chat about things, and obviously I thought we came out fairly well in the second half again. Then the first 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden, then it went downhill after that again.
You came out and you went two up actually, and I had a great chance of going three.
Yeah, I think it was an 8-6 at one stage there, and we felt kind of comfortable enough with 8-6, but after that, then we obviously, in fairness to Glenties again, they came back at us again and showed that they're, as the man says, a great experienced team with a lot of quality on their side and never lay down.
Yeah, and I suppose they're sporting a few chances at the end, and you're lucky to be here.
Yeah, exactly, and to me, probably, on reflection on the whole game, maybe the draw was the fairest result.
Talk to me, Kieran Gillespie got injured and then Crystal McFadden came on and got injured. What's the story there?
We're not 100% sure yet, to be honest. Obviously it's two knee injuries as far as I can see, but look, we don't know, and I'm not going to speculate on injuries because I don't physios looked at them right, but I suppose until there's MRIs done, they won't.
Having said that, the replacements that chose you have a strong bench did well, I thought.
I thought they'd done well. I think when Shane Ferry came in there, he done well. He held on to the ball well. And it was one of those days. There was a lot of spilled balls. Anyway, it wasn't the cleanest, games. It was just so tactical, and every time you had the ball, it was a prisoner. Basically, that kind of way.
Was it difficult to prepare for this game? You were such raging hot favourites. Everywhere you went, everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, I honestly don't think that affects Gidor, to be honest with you. I don't think, favourite tag going into a final never means anything to me. As I always said, finals are different to any other game.
Yeah.
And people are afraid to lose in a final.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't see the same display as you normally get in a semi-final. Yeah.
Was there an element of fear of losing there today when you went ahead or when you went behind before half-time?
I don't think so much at half time. We've been used to, I think, from last year, even in Ulster and stuff like that, we were behind in the Scotstown game and came back and stuff like that. So you prepare yourself mentally for those things anyway. I don't think the half time where there was any alarm bells, but as you said, look, coming out in the second half, we said we're just going to have to try and open it up a bit and try and play a little bit better. And as I said, I think we did.
Is there more in this team?
I would like to hope so. I'd hope so. I don't think we played as well as we could today anyway.
And now you have a week to prepare. What's the plan now for the week?
I suppose, look, it's getting the bodies right for next weekend. More than anything, it's very hard to be, do too much this week. Everybody's trying to get back, get their bodies right, basically, for next weekend. That's all it's going to be.